From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. More than a dozen American soldiers died today in Iraq, making today the deadliest for U.S. forces in the six-month occupation of the country. A rocket attack on a U.S. Chinook helicopter south of Fallujah killed at least 15 soldiers and wounded more than 20. And in Baghdad, a soldier was killed in a bombing early this morning. NPR's Peter Kenyon visited the site of the Chinook crash and is in Fallujah. Hello, Peter.
Hi, Leanne.
Tell us what you've been able to learn about the attack on the helicopter.
At the scene, we saw the downed Chinook helicopter. It was a fairly tightly secured scene. We couldn't get all the way up to it, but we managed to get close enough in a very small village several miles outside of Fallujah, essentially an agricultural farming village. We talked to a couple of the villagers. And we spoke to one eyewitness who said at about mid-morning local time, two of these Chinook helicopters, the heavy-lifting helicopters that the Army uses to move troops and for other jobs, were flying overhead, and he saw two missiles from the west side of the village. The first one missed. The second one, he says, hit a door and also the rotor of one of the helicopters. It started spinning around. He said he saw people jumping from about 20, 25 yards up, trying to get off of the stricken helicopter. He saw a number of bodies on the ground. Then the other helicopter landed, and troops arrived very quickly to secure the area.
The other landed safely?
Yes. The one went fine, and there were a lot of tense ground troops there policing the area, shooing away journalists and local onlookers, eyewitnesses, and villagers.
Have you been able to confirm reports that the soldiers on the helicopter are on their way for a rest and recreation break?
Yes. A spokeswoman for the Army in Baghdad said it was an R&R flight they were headed to out of Baghdad International. The airport, of course, isn't officially open, but there are flights for the military, for NGOs, journalists, and other people.
Is there becoming even a greater bunker mentality, given the fact that this is a dramatic attack, the week of bloodshed and announcements that the Red Cross and UN are pulling out?
It's clearly a very serious issue for the U.S. military, and Paul Bremer yesterday was saying that they are very eager to accelerate the participation of Iraqis in all kinds of security aspects of this, and including intelligence gathering, police, law enforcement, bringing back old people from the Iraqi army that was disbanded. Clearly, that training and rehabilitation process is going to take some time. And in the meanwhile, we're seeing what Mr. Bremer has called a very bad week in Iraq continue.
NPR's Peter Kenyon in Fallujah. Thank you so much, Peter.
Thanks, Leanne.